one of my colleagues at the conference, Tariq Ali, when I went on my very first protest march. I was aged 14. It was 1968. It was a march against the American invasion and occupation of Vietnam. It ended in quite a brouhaha in Grosvenor Square. It was led by Tariq Ali, then a young student leader from Oxford University. And we thought it was a demonstration iconic forever. 100,000 people attended that demonstration. It was the most famous demonstration in Britain. 20 times that number marched in London on the 15th of February 2003 against the invasion and occupation of Iraq. 20 times larger. And so you can see that the movement which welled up in Britain, and about which I'll have more to say perhaps in the Q&A, and was reflected throughout the Western world in particular, which is another subject to which I shall return, the extent to which it welled up in the Western world but was not matched or echoed in the East and in the Muslim world by and large, was, I think, a movement which has the capacity to alter events. You know, the French revolutionary Danton had a slogan, "The great only appear to be great as long as the rest of us are on our knees." When we get off our knees, the great don't appear to be superhuman at all. And it's my case, it's my thesis, using the old Chinese saying, that sometimes the enemy struggles mightily to lift a huge stone only to drop it on its own feet. It's my thesis that the imperial powers responsible for the world as it looks today have now lifted a huge stone but have dropped it on their own feet. And I want to explore how we may exploit their shock and confusion as they discover this stone, which they struggled so hard to lift, has now crushed their own bones. Now, I used the title, The New World Order. I might have put a question mark after it, because in truth, my case is that it's not a new world order at all. The Irish singer-songwriter Elvis Costello, I don't know if he's known around these parts, he said at the time that George Bush Sr. coined this phrase, or re-coined it, because Hitler was the last man to use it before George Bush Sr. in 1991, Elvis Costello said, "I don't know about new world order, it's more a new world odor, and it smells exactly like the old one." And this is, I believe, the truth. I used the other day the metaphor adduced by the Christian philosopher St. Augustine, writing in his book, City of God, in which he tells of the encounter on the high seas between Alexander the Great and a pirate captain. Ordering the pirate to halt, Alexander demands, "How dare you terrorize these waters as a thief?" And the pirate, who must have been a spirited chap, replies, "How dare you terrorize the whole world? You, with your great navy, can call yourself an emperor and can call other men as you please." Isn't that the world that we're living in exactly today? That these self-appointed emperors, authorized by nobody, declare themselves to be the international community and decide who is a dictator who must be deposed, who is a dictator who must be propped up, who is a rogue state, who may have such and such a weapon but who may not, who may be invaded and occupied and regime changed. These self-appointed emperors, on the basis of nothing more honorable than might and the ability to do so, rule the world exactly as Alexander ruled it, by sheer power, but without Alexander's wisdom. Believe me, George W. Bush is no Alexander the Great.